It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Democrats are mostly playing defense in this tough election for the party in power. Mostly, but not quite always. The party has a chance to pick up a seat in the state where we travel next. Republican Senator Christopher Bond is retiring in Missouri. That creates an opening for the candidate who can appeal to an electorate angry at incumbents. So it's ironic that Missouri voters don't exactly have an outsider among the major party candidates. The Democratic candidate for Senate, Robin Carnahan, comes from a political dynasty. And the Republican is one of the state's most prominent political figures. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Congressman Roy Blunt was on his home turf the other day, leading a rally at the GOP headquarters in Springfield, Missouri. His message? Democrats in Washington cannot be trusted.
You got a government who, one, doesn't care what you think, and two, the reason they don't care what you think is they don't think we're smart enough to have an opinion. And Missourians are fed up with it.
Which seems to say Missourians are not fed up with Roy Blunt. After all, he's been their Secretary of State and a seven-term congressman. But he's also taken more money from lobbyists than any other member of the House. He's married to a lobbyist, and his sons are lobbyists. Later, Blunt bridles when I ask whether he's a Washington insider.
You know, you're going to have to figure that out. I just don't think Robin Carnahan is a person who can say, we need somebody new, and that's me. I'm the first person in my family to ever graduate from college. My mom and dad were dairy farmers. If you think that's an establishment candidate, I think you're just not thinking through this the way Missourians do.
Missouri State political scientist George Conner calls Blunt the ultimate Washington insider. But that matters far less, he says, than Blunt's ability to stoke resentment toward Democrats in a swing state that 2 years ago chose John McCain over Barack Obama.
We have become more conservative in the last 2 years in response to what they've seen in Washington, D.C., the health care reforms that we don't like, the bailouts that we don't like. And so I think nothing that's happened in Washington has helped the Democrats here in Missouri.
Last week, Blunt unveiled a new TV ad. It seeks to tie Carnahan to the stimulus package championed by President Obama, which also gave Carnahan's brother $107 million for a wind farm in Missouri.
They promised jobs. Instead, we got generations of debt. Where'd our money go?
Ask Robin Carnahan. Her brother's wind farm got over $100 million stimulus dollars.
How? Robin Carnahan campaigned for Obama and the stimulus.
Carnahan herself flatly rejects the suggestion her brother got a big grant because she, as Missouri's Secretary of State, backed the stimulus. In an interview, she says Blunt's tried making this race about President Obama, who's deeply unpopular in Missouri. She insists it's about whom people can trust as their next senator.
So this race is really about whether there's going to be someone who ultimately is able to speak for them or somebody who's been in Washington like Congressman Blunt for 14 years and who has just gotten too cozy with the business as usual out there and is too tied in with the lobbyists and special interests, I think, to really look out for us.
Carnahan's tried driving that message home in a series of negative ads, including this country western ditty.
The way to spell corruption is B-L-U-N-T. Roy Blunt is the very worst of Washington, D.C.
I'm Robin Carnahan. I'm running for the Senate, and I approve this message.
That message might work better, says University of Missouri campaign expert Elizabeth Miller, had Carnahan not had a father who is governor, a mother who's been a senator, and another brother who's a congressman.
Because Carnahan is part of this sort of political dynasty, so to speak, in Missouri, she doesn't have the ability to use Roy Blunt's Washington insider characteristic against him.
Can I help you with, young lady?
At Arthur Bryant's barbecue in Kansas City, the line for smoked meat sandwiches stretches out the door. While waiting, engineer Stephen Foltz says he voted for President Obama 2 years ago. But this time, Roy Blunt may get his vote.
This Carnahan is just kind of riding on the coattails, and I don't think she really deserves to be there.
And what about Roy Blunt? He's been in Washington. Is that a plus or a minus for you?
Probably a minus, but I think he's kind of lesser two evils here.
And 84-year-old Ruth Watts, who's a Republican, may not vote at all.
I'm so sick and tired of those ads. I really don't want to vote for either one, almost.
Blunt has been leading in the polls. In the end, this Senate race may come down to whether an establishment Democrat is even less appealing this year than an establishment Republican. David Wellner, NPR News.